The explosion. I live near a clothing factory. They make jeans and t-shirts. The factory is on the outskirts of the town, so it usually doesn't bother us. But yesterday, there was a loud blast that echoed for miles. Today, everyone is talking about it. Right now, I'm in the city square where a reporter is interviewing people about the incident. He approaches a young mother with a pram.
Excuse me, did you hear the explosion last night? What were you doing when it happened?
I was ironing my husband's shirt and my baby was sleeping. Of course, the loud noise woke her up and she started crying. I was trying to calm her down, but she couldn't fall asleep anymore. It was terrifying, even for me.
The reporter moves on to a group of teenagers.
Hi, boys. What were you doing when the paint cans in the factory exploded? Did you hear the blast?
Oh, we were out of town. We went to a rock concert where we were singing and dancing. And the music was so loud that we couldn't hear anything. But we saw this thick black smoke rising in the distance.
The reporter doesn't ask me, although I have quite the story to tell. I love building model structures, ships, airplanes. I buy the small wooden pieces and glue them together carefully, following the instructions. Yesterday, as I was putting the finishing touches on my latest project, the Eiffel Tower, there was this deafening blast. I was standing above my almost finished model when it happened. The garage I was working in is usually very quiet, so the big sudden noise took me by surprise so much that I jumped, tripped, and fell. Where did I land? Right on top of my beautiful tower. It became totally damaged and many pieces broke. So the explosion not only startled the town, but also put an end to my 50-hour work.